The cabinet has approved the introduction of a new bill that seeks to limit the number of foreign nationals that can be employed in the country. This comes at the time it also approved the National Labour Migration Policy White Paper, which introduces quotas on the total number of documented foreign nationals that can be employed in major sectors such as agriculture, hospitality, tourism and construction. Online, we have attorney at Lawyers for Human Rights specializing in refugee law, immigration law and constitutional law, that being Mr. Nyoko Manyusa. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Can't complain. Wonderful to have you on the airwaves of Voice of the Cape. To kick things off, I want you to give us some insight in regards to the National Labour Migration Policy White Paper and the possible impact it would have in terms of our economy. Because for many people that complain about foreign nationals working in our economy, the issue rather is always to illegal documentation, right? Illegal immigration. So I'm wondering then the impact this would have in terms of the overall issue in the Republic.
Yes. So it's currently a white paper. So just to give a bit of background, it has to start as a green paper. So this is a document that is within a specific department within our government, it's internal. And then when they agree on that document, which is basically a plan to address a specific problem, once agreed, it becomes a white paper, like the one that we are discussing. And then they have to do consultation with different people, members of the public. If it past that stage, and then it becomes a bill. From a bill, it becomes the law. So at the moment, it's just some sort of an idea by the Minister of Employment and Labour and the department itself. And basically, they are sort of saying in simple terms that the hospitality industry, like you said, the construction industry, etc., the farms where there's agricultural activities, there's a lot of foreign nationals who are working there, and so these foreign nationals have been employed regularly, and they want to try to come up with a measure or some sort of a policy to make sure that there's enough representation. In other words, there should be enough locals and to create more jobs for South African citizens. And so they want to introduce something like that. It's not exactly clear how it will work out, who will make these numbers, but that's basically the plan at the moment. It's not too clear how in practice it will work.
Yeah. I wonder then the impact it would have. Do you have any insight in regards to the impact it could possibly have in terms of our economy on those sectors if something of this was to be instituted? I know it's kind of a hard question to answer right now, given the reality that we don't really know the figures that could be the quotas for each sector.
Yeah, obviously, there are people who are considered to be skilled in certain industries. For example, if it's a restaurant, for example, they are skilled people who are able to make certain specific or specialized meals. We don't know if it will affect those because there are restaurants which are very specific and are specialized in nature. There are also certain professionals within the construction industry who are able to perform certain tasks because they've got certain skills. So it's not clear if they will be also impacted. And if you insist on locals, on whether there will be consideration of whether such locals have the necessary skills or not, and whether this will discourage investment, looking at the people who are investing in construction, in the restaurant businesses, in agriculture, to say that they can only employ, for example, 10 foreign nationals. Mm. If that person is maybe a foreign investor, and we know that a lot of people who are investing in a country are coming from outside. So it might have negative consequences when people who are investing have to comply with you know, whatever is being proposed in terms of who they can employ. But as I said, the numbers are not clear or the percentages are not clear. So it remains to be seen. And also in practice, it is not, you know, glaring. You can't see it on how it will be rolled out.
I wonder then, given what you've just given insight into, whether or not this is something that is overall necessary given our present framework in play. Could you give us some insight in that respect? Is this something that's necessary to introduce? Is our present legislation too weak to curtail the issue of such nature?
Well, at the moment, what we know is that the Department of Home Affairs and the Department of Labor and other relevant law enforcement authorities are struggling with the little that they have to do the necessary inspections at places of employment, to inspect all restaurants, to inspect all the farms, to check who is employed there, whether there's a contract of employment, whether there's xenophobia, whether people are properly paid, whether everyone is registered with the Department of Labor. So now to introduce this plan of saying, no, they will work together, they'll make sure that they check each and every foreign national who's employed, I don't see it in practice, you know, seeing a proper rollout, you know, with the limited resources the government is having in terms of the officials or the personnel. I mean, just to give an example with the issue of spaza shops recently, where they were saying, well, everyone should re-register. We know there have been challenges. They are not able to inspect each and every spaza shop. And now to say that they want to sort of to scrutinize each and every foreigner employed everywhere else in South Africa, I honestly think that it's too ambitious at the moment, given, you know, the capacity constraints and other logistical challenges such as corruption and other things. So I see it being a challenge on a practical level, where they have to do the necessary inspections, the necessary coordination between different departments within our government, the police, labor, home affairs. Yeah, it's going to be a real challenge. I don't know if they consider that, but I see it being logistically, it will present challenges, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I can understand the logistical challenges and the possible logistical challenges, of course. The call back to the spaza shop incident is quite not monumental in this discussion, because I remember immediately after the D-Day, there were reports indicating that spaza shops simply had issues just getting their paperwork through, and that it was an issue in terms of just once they had their paperwork and they provided it, they had an issue with a feedback report. But I think in that sense as well, given this issue here, I'm wondering, is it a necessary issue to tackle? Primarily because I'm trying to understand the percentile of foreign nationals in our sectors and the impact they have in terms of, let's say, as some would argue, take up spots from South Africans, for lack of a better way to phrase it. Is that an issue that we are literally seeing? Is there some credence to those calls?
It is important for it to be looked at, because, you know, we know that there are cases where people are, you know, some are almost kidnapped and working as if it's human trafficking. So there is a need for something to be done, because there are these cases. And we can't say it's just few cases and so we should turn a blind eye. But what is important is whether we have the necessary mechanism to deal with the rollout of the law, the implementation part. And that's where I think we'll have problems. Because it's one thing to have this perfect legislation or this perfect constitution, but having the necessary people to make sure that indeed people are protected, or having, for example, if you give an example with the South African Police Services, do we have enough policemen and women to make sure that everyone feels protected. And almost everyone can say no. But in the document, if the government is to present it to you, they will say, no, the police are enough and everyone is, you know, feels a sense of safety. But we as citizens cannot agree. Maybe not all of us will agree. So the plan might look great, but if there's no enough, people to make sure that the law is rolled out according to the plan, it's a challenge. It's as if there's nothing.